Air traffic controllers may soon be assisting more planes in the sky. That's because data from Cirium, the travel analytics firm, shows the number of flights scheduled in April is finally higher than a year ago by 111%, signaling the travel industry may be flying past the pandemic. To help us make sense of this data, we're joined by Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Tanya.
So around April 1st of last year, just to put this into context, airlines started slashing schedules. Now fast forward to this year and airlines are scheduling more flights. Does this mean airlines are actually responding to more demand?
They are. At the beginning, there was no amount of cutting they could do to basically keep up with the reduced demand, right? They cut all those flights, and yet flights were still empty. People heeding the warnings, mostly, of the CDC. And as you said, April last year was kind of the low water mark. So whereas this month in March, you look at schedules, they're still lighter than March of a year ago because airlines didn't know what was coming. Once you get into April, yeah, about twice as busy as the same month a year ago, which is not to say the busiest ever because it's still less than what they were scheduling before the pandemic.
Right. And looking closer at this April data, scheduled seats are up at most major U.S. airports compared to 2020. What else sticks out to you about this?
Yeah, and among the top airports, you got one like Newark, let's say, which is up, 941% looking at the data. And the reason for that would be its major airline, United, had cut a lot last year. And also a big international airport. Think about all the international flights that didn't happen. So no surprise that it would be up a lot. But then just down the road in Atlantic City, that airport is up 1,300% for April compared to a year earlier, again, based on seats scheduled.
You know, Seth, since the pandemic began, most airlines ease their cancellation policies. Are airlines still offering these refunds or waiving cancellation fees?
They are. Now, what you see some of them doing is not going as far into the future. So harder to say, you know, you'll have the airline say, hey, book by March 31st, that sort of thing. But as of now, basically, right, if you book a ticket on the airline, you're going to have that flexibility. And they varied also in terms of the way they have reinstated their schedules. You know, I mentioned their Atlantic City Spirit is the main reason for that. That's the big airline in Atlantic City. It's way up, so the airport is up. An airline like Southwest, which hadn't cut as much early on, so it's not rebounding as much this April. No surprise that airports like Chicago Midway and Dallas Love Field, Tanya, are actually down compared to a year earlier, just by a bit, because those are airlines where Southwest is the big airline.
Oh, interesting. You know, flights are also pretty cheap right now. How quickly do you expect rates to rise as we all start traveling again?
Yeah, well, and that's what airlines want, right? They're always playing that same game, supply and demand economics, right? So when they're adding seats, it's because they think more people are going to travel. They think they're going to be able to fill up the flights and get some of those higher fares. And they're going to be pretty conservative about adding more seats until the fares start going up. Right. They're not trying to give us a good deal unless they have to, if that's what they have to do to get us onto the airplanes as more of us get vaccinated and as travel restrictions ease in more states.
That's Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. As always, thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.